Paul Reinhart, and he joins me this morning on the Scott Rentoul Show. Paul, thank you very much for doing this. How are you?
Hey, very good, Scott. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The reason I brought you on today is because of all these young defensemen coming into the league and having success, and I started to think, I wonder what it was like for guys like you, a guy who was drafted and came into the NHL at 19 years old, and you did have instant success. You had 47 points in your first 79 games with the Atlanta Flames in your rookie year. Give me an idea of what that environment was like to break into as a young defenseman.
Well, I give a tremendous amount of my success, not just in my first year, but over the course of my career, to the coach at that time, Al McNeil, who championed me. But really, when the decision was made that I was ready to play, I'll never forget the words, and they stuck with me for a long time and have transcended hockey. And that was, listen, kid, you're going to play, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to continue to play as long as you don't make the same one over and over again. And he lived by that. And when a young player has the confidence instilled in him by a coach, it makes all the difference in the world. And so I give a tremendous amount of credit to my ability to have confidence in this game, to Al McNeil.
Well, the players we see coming in today are very confident. How much does the game, from a defenseman's point of view, an offensive defenseman's point of view, resembles the one you broke into back in the day?
Well, the biggest difference is that there's truly five guys on the ice who all have a skill level that's exceptional. That is a little bit different than when I broke into the league, in that the skill level from the bottom player to the top level player was rather significant. Today it's minimal. They're all extremely capable players, and so what that means is that you on the plus side, as a young player and a skilled player, you can rely on the offensive capabilities of your teammates maybe a little bit more than what we did. The negative side is that, of course, there's no weaknesses. There's no there's no weak areas in which you can attack, because, again, everybody is high caliber player these days.
Paul Reinhart, former Canuck, former Flame, joining me here on the Scott Rentoul Show. Was there any point in your career you said at the start, hey, just go out there, if you make a mistake, don't worry about it, I want you to push forward? Was there any point of your career, Paul, where that changed, where the hockey had changed to a point where that wasn't the mantra of your coaches?
Well, I certainly have some statistics and maybe a little bit of a reputation of an offensive defenseman, but boy, I just remember from the earliest days of playing the game, from the coaches and in particular from my father, the importance of playing good, solid defense. And I still maintain that you can't be a great player in this game unless you can play at both ends. And so I prided myself, and still my recollection is that while I was considered an offensive guy, you have to be able to take care of your own end as well, and maybe even as a priority. I think that as a result of that, the focus for me, ironically, was more on the defensive side of the game than on the offense. The offense will just come, but you're not going to ultimately win without the more important of the two, and that's good, solid defense.
I agree with that, and yet I think we can all look at the way you defend differently than we did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, perhaps 20 years ago. It was, oh, you got to be able to lock a guy down, you got to be physical. There are a lot of ways to defend, especially in today's NHL, that don't involve doing all of those things, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. However, the caveat is that I'm still of the belief that all things considered, size is important. And if you take a look at the Stanley Cup teams in the last, all through history, if there's one thing I would comment on is that they're physically hard to play against. And while I know that there's a lot of hockey lingo and talk about there are many ways to be hard to play against, I still believe that the hardest aspect of the game is the physical size. And you take a look at St. Louis's defense last year, Washington a couple years ago. They're big, heavy teams. And I still believe that ultimately to win over the long course, and in particular come playoff time, the larger defensemen who are maybe not as flashy, but are physically difficult to play against, win out. Which is not necessarily the same as, I'm not sure that everybody agrees with that these days in hockey circles, but I'm certainly of that opinion. And my own recollections of playing against those teams that were hard to play against were all teams that had big, strong defensemen.
Paul Reinhardt certainly put up the points in his day from the back end. He joins me now on the Scott Rintoul Show. I think the difference is, and I think you would agree with this, but I'd love to get your opinion on it. The difference is we don't rule players out simply because of size anymore. I think we understand that it's not all of one type of player that makes a team good. You have to be able to win in multiple ways, and smaller skilled players can exist in this league compared to a time where that was just off the table.
Yeah, oh, I agree. Listen, there's lots of room just the way the game's played, the way it's officiated, which, by the way, from my perspective, is top notch. I know that we're all critical of refereeing at times, but frankly, since I've retired and watched the game a little bit, I marvel at just how good the officiating is. That being said, the way the game's being played now leaves room for maybe a smaller guy, whether it's a defenseman or a forward, to have his skills shine. That said, if you ask me the difference in the game today, I marvel at the large guys who have the skills of the smaller guys, and there's a lot of those guys out there, both forwards and defensemen.
No, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Is there any particular young defenseman that catches your eye that you enjoy watching more than any other in today's game, Paul?
Well, in fairness, Scotty, I haven't really watched a lot of hockey in the last couple of years, but just because obviously Sam's playing in Buffalo, I've had a chance to watch Dahlin in Buffalo, who is an exceptional skater, playmaker, plays with a great deal of confidence, and is probably fairly representative of a lot of these younger mobile defensemen. So I've had an ability to watch him. And what I would say is that they've got the potential to be really, really good players for a long time in this game. But again, they all need to make sure that they understand how to take care of their own end as well. And, you know, frankly, sometimes it's a matter of whether you want to take care or whether you know how to take care of your own end. There are just so many big forwards out there with skill, speed, that sometimes physics overtakes the smaller guy. That being said, it's still all about special teams, and power plays have to be successful, and that's where those guys really shine.
As an offensive catalyst from the back end, how important is that defensive partner, the guy you're paired with in that situation?
Well, I think it's not so much style of play as much as chemistry and maybe a little bit more of an older guy with some experience paired with the younger guy would be, in my mind, a better recipe than maybe style of play. Having that guy to calm down the younger guys, provide them some cover and provide them some confidence is probably of great importance.
How long do you think it took you to figure out the defensive side of the game, even though the offensive tools were already there?
Well, you know, Scotty, I actually believe that, in the game, the offensive side of the game is all about creativity and imagination. The defensive side of the game is all about hockey intelligence and commitment. And a lot of times people think it's the opposite of that, but the reality is that to play good defense, you really need to have knowledge of the game. And then, of course, the commitment to act on what you know you need to do. That's something that you start learning as a kid and differentiates some of these players from the others. There's no shortcut around that. You need to have guys that have the intelligence of how to play the defensive side, but more importantly, the commitment to do so.
That's a good point. And a good one to end on as well. Hey, Paul, I really appreciate the conversation. Thank you very much for making time this morning. I look forward to catching up in the near future.
My pleasure, Scott. Good luck there.
Sportsnet 650.